You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Loveville High by Eric Svekar and David Zelnick. Episode 6, The Monster at the End of the Book.
Yeah, Mom, I'm in the girls' room. I know Kyle is a jerk. No, because we're in love. Hold on, a stranger just walked in.
Amanda?
Mom, actually, can I call you back? Hey, how you been? I like your prom pantsuit. It's very new traditional.
Is that how this is gonna go?
Sorry? I'm having a bad night. I just found out Kyle is cheating on me with like 50 other girls via the internet.
You guys didn't have an agreement? That's what he tells people.
He tells people that?
He taught us all the word. Polyamory. He said-
Sorry. It's not about you. I thought I was more evolved than this, but I'm like super jealous. How can a person do that?
Yeah. How can a person treat another person just like an object to be used? How can someone play with someone's heart?
I'm confused. What's happening?
You're valedictorian. You'll figure it out.
I guess I thought we had silently decided to start again fresh.
Right. You never came over. You never rang the doorbell. You never asked my dad if I was in. You never knocked on my door and asked me if I had read the Scarlet Letter and if we could work on our papers together. Well, I remember everything that night. I couldn't believe the smartest girl in school wanted to study with me.
Actually, I should go.
We were in my room. You sat on my bed. My heart said, kiss me, please, please. I said, hey, instead. You said, let's read. My heart thundered in a cage. But I sat there silent. I turned the page. We talked all night, our words were hushed. Then you said it's time to go. And my heart was crushed. Then you leaned in quick, and our lips did what lips do. And the story started, and the pages flew. And I knew it was just one night. I knew it was just one kiss. I knew it would never happen again. That it was this, just this. I thought, remember this. This will have to be enough. The feeling of kissing you while already missing you. Sat there open to the night. Unconfined, I grabbed a pen, wrote down everything I knew of a perfect night where the words were true. okay. You've made your choice, and it's funny now to see. It's you who's lost her voice, so play the role. Be an actor on a stage. Be the perfect girl in a cage. I write my own story now, and I've turned the page.
Goodbye, Amanda.
Wait! That night I got scared and I didn't know what to do. I'm sorry. No more lying, I swear. I just caught my boyfriend lying and it sucks. The truth is, I always feel like I'm pretending.
About?
Knowing everything, I don't.
You got a perfect score on your ACT.
There are a lot of kinds of knowledge and I seem to be failing at the most important kind. I always want to be this role model for younger girls. This strong, smart, accomplished, gorgeous woman. But then, I also feel like a fraud because I lie about boys.
Like in what way?
I don't know if I like them. But I don't like girls either. I don't think I have a sexuality.
You flirt with everyone.
I know.
You lead people on.
I know. Help me.
It's not my job to help you learn how to be a human being.
Wait! Come back. You there in that mirror, you suck. You were mad at your boyfriend for being a monster, but the monster at the end of the book was you! Starting tonight, everything changes. I flirt with no one. I kiss no one.
Hey there, heart. I'm on strike. I'm never gonna fall. I'm stopping at a light, 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 light. I just do light. Hey, romance, take a hike. Tonight I'm gonna dance alone in a bubble of light. My sweet, sweet light.
I'll say sure, but I don't do love. And if he's begging, starting to pout, sad he's alone, will I throw him a bone?
Call me cold, Miss Klondike. I'm never gonna couple up.
I mean, unless you want to watch Love Actually with me on the couch.
Yeah, sigh, sigh, sigh.
All the damage you did, when you did what you did.
I am free, someone new. If love will take you to the stars.
here. Were you listening the whole time?
Sorry. As I was leaving, I remembered I actually do need to use the bathroom.
Okay, I'll leave.
No, it's okay. Look, I know you're dealing with a lot, but when we kissed, was there anything there? Or was it all a game?
I don't know what it was. But I know I ran out that night, and I didn't talk to you later because, well, it's easy for me to treat boys like they're fools and be fake, but I knew I couldn't do that with you. Because you're real.
A? Aw. B, boys are real too. And C, I realized something. Maybe you're aromantic. You don't seek or enjoy romantic love, but there's other kinds of love, friend love.
How do I find out if I'm aromantic?
Okay. Think about that night.
Oh, maybe we could reenact it and figure it out. Like an experiment. It's science.
You wanna try and kiss me again?
Yeah. Okay, I'm over at your house. Hey, The Scarlet Letter's a book. You read it?
This is dumb.
Come on, at the very least you'll get closure. Okay, we're reading The Scarlet Letter. I lean in. And I lean in. And we kiss.
Huh. I do feel better. I am over you. I think we can be friends. How was that for you?
Yeah. Totally cool. Didn't feel anything.
Cool. I gotta rescue my date who, believe it or not, is currently hiding under the food table. I think he has social anxiety disorder. See you on the dance floor.
Damn it! I am definitely not aromantic.
In that episode, Giselle Jimenez was Wanda and Ellie Stroker was Amanda.
Sound effects were by Rachel Chauncey, and it was recorded at PPI Studios in Soho.
To buy sheet music or download the script for free, check out our site, lovevillehigh.com, where you can find more about the actors in the project.
And if you liked us, please post about us on your sites of choice and consider leaving us a review.
It truly makes a difference.
See you back at Loveville.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.